One stopped. It was a lazy afternoon. I feel so sleepy. Dawn yawned. He looked around and picked up his notebook, Scary Stories of Singapore. Soon, he was riveted by the story unfolding before him. When Dawn had reached the most exciting part of the story, he turned the page to see the page marked by unsigned crayon scribbles. It must be Rick who did this, Dawn murmured angrily. He knew his younger brother Rick had made those scribbles with his new set of crayons. Dawn stormed into Rick's room. How could you do this to my book? Yelled Dawn, hurling his book at Rick in anger. The book flew across the room and hit Rick squarely on his forehead, causing a large welt to immediately form. Rick started crying. Immediately, Dawn regretted his actions. He realized that Rick was too young to understand the consequences of his actions. I'm really sorry, Rick, Dawn said as he knelt beside Rick and hugged him. I did not mean to hurt you. I was wrong and should have controlled my temper, Dawn said with deep regret.